Afghan President Hamid Karzai says he's willing to delay the signing of a deal with the U.S. known as the Bilateral Security Agreement, or the BSA. Karzai told Afghanistan's Assembly of Elders, called the Loya Jirga, that the deal will not be signed by the president until after next year's presidential election. This as the Jirga has met today to discuss the BSA. Under the pact, American troops would be allowed to remain in Afghanistan beyond a 2014 deadline. Kabul has agreed to U.S. military operations under special circumstances and American troops' immunity from prosecution in Afghanistan, but ordinary Afghans are angry over raids by Americans and other foreign troops, and they have held protests against the security deal with the United States. Joining us now live from the Afghan capital, Kabul, is our correspondent, Faiz Khurshid. Faiz, please, first off, explain to us how this draft agreement has been handed over to the Loya Jirga by the Afghan president, when such points as the night raids and the legal immunity for American forces is still lingering on in that draft of the BSA.
Well, the sticking points are still there, Badia, and we understand that the U.S. has demanded that American forces must be allowed to enter Afghan homes and search them beyond 2014 deadline. And you may remember that the American people have been told by the Obama's administration that this war will soon be over. But if you read the wide-ranging text of this security deal, it's still unsigned by Kabul in Washington, you would soon realize that it still has the potential to commit 15,000 American soldiers here and spend billions of U.S. taxpayer dollars. The document outlines what appears to be a new U.S. military involvement in this country in the name of training Afghan security forces and fighting the Taliban militants. So this war will not end anytime soon based on the text of this deal, but will be renewed under new U.S. terms. We understand that this text is full of U.S. demands, especially legal immunity for their soldiers, 9 military bases in this country, and also 9 nighttime raids, a very sensitive issue. There's a lot of contention now about this U.S. demand inside the Loya Jirga. The delegates have broken up, and now they're talking about the U.S. the future of U.S. military involvement in this country. When President Hamid Karzai exactly touched on this U.S. demand, there were protests. A female Afghan delegate stood up and said that they're not going to sign this deal. Signing this deal means selling Afghanistan to U.S., she said. There were other people as well who were chanting anti-U.S. slogans. So there are still oppositions to this deal, not only inside the Jirga, but also on the streets of this city. We understand there are also people who support this deal, but there are still mixed reactions. Now it remains to be seen what would be the final decision of these delegates, and there is another new development about this deal. President Hamid Karzai said that if this Jirga approves this deal, he will not sign it. He will delay the signing of this security deal till the presidential election is over here. He believes that the Americans, especially the U.S. government, would interfere in the coming presidential election. He said once the election is over, then he would make his mind. And it has raised eyebrows, most probably in the White House.
Okay, thank you very much. Press TV's Faiz Khurshid with us from the Afghan capital, Kabul.